where did like people go to like hang out and stuff? Because you like to do the hangout
spot. Okay. Do you know where Zern's Carpeting is? That was the Dairy Bar. Oh. It's called the Dairy Bar. And it was like a 50s place. Mm-hmm. And a lot of us didn't have cars, so you had to either walk to town or ride your bike to town. But everybody hung out there or out on Highway 60 and 144. There's a jewelry place. It was called the Shady Side. That was a tiny little restaurant. It seemed big at that time, but it's really tiny. So that was kind of a hangout. And then later on, there was a restaurant on Highway 41 called the Hill Restaurant. So, but those were the hangouts. The Dairy Bar was kind of fun. I remember dancing with Pat for the first time down there in that little Dairy Bar. It was kind of neat. So
you said Community Park was kind of there? Like, was it...
The community park?
Yeah.
Okay. You know where it is today?
Yeah.
It was probably 6 feet lower, maybe 8 feet lower, maybe even more. But where the road is, then the park went way down, and that's where I first started playing football. There was a lot of gravel in the grass, and it wasn't a well-kept-up football field, but it was wonderful on Friday nights. Because we had lights, and it was exciting because the community would just sit around on the grass all the way around the field, so to speak. And, yeah, it was just a real nice gathering. Now, there was a lot of baseball that went on down there at the park. And there were guys like the Dine Brothers, the twin Dine Brothers, which I thought they were old at that time. They were probably in their 40s, and I was a teenager. But a lot of baseball all summer long. And then we ended up coaching our sons and our daughter. We coached Little League forever. And so we really enjoyed bringing them up through the Little League.
So were the baseball diamonds there, were they like the same ones like back then, or did they change?
No, the configuration's different because like the building's here, and this was the football field, and it was much lower, so... But the baseball diamond was right here. It was like on just on the other side of the building. And I can remember...
So in community, the popular sports were baseball and football, mainly.
A lot of baseball, a lot of basketball. We felt really intimidated by the St. Peter School. Mm-hmm. We felt intimidated by their academics and their sports. Because baseball and basketball, they could kick our slinger butts. I'm not kidding you. They were really good. But they had Father George Jensis was the priest, and you had to really toe the line, and he loved his sports. So they really pushed basketball and baseball, and they were terrific. But academically as well, they were really, really sharp.
So you spent some time on the Slinger Park Board?
Yeah, interesting. I was reading the paper one day, and I found out that I had been put on the park board. Mr. Ruckel was, yeah, Mr. Ruckel did this. He was very active in the community, not just in school, and he made a lot of things much better and brought things up fast. And so I noticed reading in the paper that I had been put on the park board, so I showed up for my first meeting, and I was on the park board for, I think, I don't know, I would say probably 4 or 6 years.